Almonds, when harvested, they do fall to the ground, and on the ground, in the soil, is salmonella. It's rare for sure, but sometimes it can come in contact with almonds. And there were some outbreaks in the early 2000s, but the industry did something about it, made sure that consumers were protected. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Dr. Karen Lapsley is the former Chief Scientific Officer for the Almond Board of California.
And I think we're very proud of the role that the industry took in terms of agreeing that by 2007, we had an effective date for a mandatory treatment plan for the pasteurization of almonds. And from that perspective, I was brought back to the Almond Board world after I retired by Tim to chair the TERP, or the Technical Expert Review Panel, that looks at all of the validations that have been done by the industry. And it is very impressive when you look at it in totality. We have validated over 400 pieces of equipment, and at the present time, all different technologies, obviously, but at the present time, there are 170 active pieces of equipment pasteurizing almonds.
And there's never been any more salmonella outbreaks. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.